Jennifer Brown meets her twin boys when they get off the school bus outside the First Place Family Center in Eugene. Logan and Luke attend kindergarten at Edison Elementary. Brown and her family moved here from Coos Bay 4 months ago. They're staying in family shelter through St. Vincent de Paul. Her daughters, ages 8 and 9, also go to Edison. The family sleeps in a church each night.
My oldest daughter did say something the other day about showing up in a church van, you know, and she said that was kind of, it was kind of awkward. But for the most part, they know that our situation isn't permanent and that we're just got to deal with what we have to deal with.
Brown and her kids get help with the logistics of school from Deborah Daly.
I'm the McKinney Vinto coordinator for the Eugene 4J School District. I support and advocate for students that are in temporary or transitional housing situations or non-housing situations.
Daly says her job is to help homeless students stay in school. She also keeps a count of how many students in the 4J district are homeless. She says by the end of last school year, the number was 775, about 4.5% of total school enrollment.
This year, I have already identified 400 students. I don't know if that means there's a trend upwards. This number is larger than 12 or 11, 12.
Daly says the larger number may also mean people are paying more attention. She finds out about many homeless students by referrals from teachers, counselors, and other school staff. Jennifer Brown is hopeful she'll find a job in retail soon.
I've applied to pretty much most retail places thinking that they're hiring holiday help, and I have yet to... I mean, I had an interview at Target, and it didn't work out. So, I mean, I'm not going to give up. But I'm going to keep trying.
Brown and her family will be having Thanksgiving dinner at the church where they're staying. She's hoping they'll be in their new home by Christmas. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.